Great accomplishment in the last year, so I'm excited about that. Somewhat, yeah, that's definitely the feeling that crosses your mind, like, man, wow. But coming into this year would have been the year that I would have never thought because of the amount of guys we have, the talent we have on offense. But, you know, to God be the glory, I appreciate the opportunity.
Surprised Aaron, your quarterback,
not very. I told him today. It's kind of like a bittersweet. When you think about the Pro Bowl, like, he's a lot. You know, as much publicity he getting, not the pub, but the performance he puts out, the thing that he got. Obviously, I'm going to be biased. You know, other guys think that their quarterback is better, but I would ride with mine to be there to win.
Certainly hoping someone backs out or someone can't play.
No, not at all. Not even trying to really go. You know, we got our mindset on bigger and better things, and you know, that's the mindset that I have, and that's the mindset I know that everybody else in this life has.
How's the feeling going into this must-win situation again, second week in a row, another playoff type game for you?
Well, we're feeling very good about what we accomplished actually last week, but we know and we understand that that has no bearing on this week's game. Obviously, we're playing another good opponent, divisional opponent, so they know us, we know them. So it's pretty much who's going to out execute who and who's going to last for 6 minutes.
You're talking about just how this team is struggling with it, despite the injuries, you're right there. You have one more to go to get to the playoffs.
Well, that's why we're a team. It's a collective effort. Obviously, it doesn't take one guy to get it done. It takes a group effort, and that's what we pride ourselves in doing, is everybody stepping up and making plays when their numbers come.
This is a lot of good.
Do you think Chicago's not going to play?
Yeah, that's what we have to be. Not going to come in there with my mindset that they're not. I just don't see Lovie Smith backing down.
Yeah, right now, come on.
The system just forces checkdowns. Can that be a frustrating way to play as a premier guy?
Well, I mean, it can be frustrating, but we got to take what they give us. Obviously, there's some holes in the cover, too. We just got to respect that and take what they give us and be patient. And if a big play presents itself, then we'll take advantage of it.
How did it feel to play
some Trotters? So good. It was exciting. It was a fun little deal.
And, like, the numbers.
Yeah. I got a little basketball history.
Your brother played for Wayne State, right? Mm-hmm. That's my school.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Detroit.
Okay. This one has one thing about the takeaways with them, especially with the force fumbles, is it just a lot of guys kind of getting the ball, guys moving in late, you know, stripping the play, and just like to get caught up to some of that.
Yeah, well, they throw to the ball well. They one guy hits you and holds you up, and then everyone else is pretty much instructed to strip the ball away. Kind of like our defense and the way we get takeaways, but they take pride in what they do as far as getting the ball back to their offense, and we got to be cognizant of the fact that we can't allow them to do that because this is our win and go home again. You know, it could be not so that way. It could be that we lose and still get in, but that's not the approach we want to take. Obviously, we want to win and just get in.